Quality of product is essential to continuing success.
And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
You said it.
Why, sure.
LSMFT. LSMFT. LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
American.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts.
You bet. LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
That's right. LSMFT.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. The finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco. This fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep down smoking enjoyment for you.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
The Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, just about 1 year ago, Jack Benny started on a trip to New York. He rushed down to the Union Station to find out about the chief or the super chief. But the only information he could get was...
Ring, ring, ring on track 5 for Anaheim, Massachusetts, and Chukka.
Last summer, Jack went to Germany to entertain our boys in the armed forces. As he waited for connections between Berlin and Nuremberg, he heard a voice say... Ago when Jack was on a lonely island in the South Pacific. He was hiding behind a palm tree, watching the natives do their tribal dance. Suddenly, one of the natives spied Jack behind the palm tree. He advanced toward him with a sharp bolo knife. It was a tense moment as the native said,
"Got any gum, chum?"
"No." So now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a man who just last week was appointed honorary mayor of these three California cities, Jack Benny.
Thank you, Don, and thank you, my loyal subjects. You may sit down now. Thank you.
Oh, Jack, that was certainly a great honor bestowed on you. How does it feel to be mayor of three cities?
Oh, it hasn't changed me a bit. I'm still the same lovable Jack Benny that nobody can stand. You know, Don, this is the first time in history that one man was ever mayor of three cities at the same time. It's quite an honor. You know?
I agree with you, Your Majesty.
Mary, don't overdo it.
Don't overdo it? What about you and those new cards you had printed? Fiorella H. LaBenny.
Well.
And walking around on your knees to make yourself look shorter.
Mary, I wasn't trying to imitate LaGuardia.
You were too. You even tried to set fire to Betty Grable's house so you could be the first one there.
First one there. You're just jealous because I have influence now.
Some influence. Tell Don what happened this morning when a cop stopped us for speeding.
What was it, Mary?
Jack stuck his head out of the car and said, "Listen, buddy, you may not know this, but I happen to be the mayor of Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga."
And what happened?
The cop gave him 3 tickets.
Now, wait a minute. Apparently, you kids have no respect for the importance of my new office.
Now, Jack, you know that isn't true. When I heard you were mayor of these three towns, I even approached you with a business proposition.
Yes, Don, I know, and I've been thinking it over, but, well, I'm afraid I can't do it.
But, Jack, you have the authority.
I know, Don, but it's impossible. Now, there's no use talking about it.
What did he want you to do, Jack?
Don wants me to change the name of the main street in Anaheim to LSMFT Boulevard. It just can't be done.
Well, I don't see why not.
Look, Don, would the American Tobacco Company change their slogan so Lucky Strikes are so Anaheim, so Azusa, so fully Cucamonga. Now, would they?
Well, I know how they could use the name Azusa.
How?
With men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky Azusa won.
Hey, that's pretty good, Don, but you could have made it even better.
How?
Cucamonga men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky Azusa won.
Say, Jack, I've got one.
What is it?
I'll take a Lucky today, tomorrow, or Anaheim.
Hey, that's pretty good, too.
Ah, that's cold, Jack. Listen to this one. Lucky Strikes are made of the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder tobacco.
Well, where's the joke?
Joke? That's a commercial, son.
Hey, thanks for calling me son, you know. Come in.
Collect telegram for Jack Benny. $1.19.
Oh. Here you are, son. $1.19 for the telegram, and here's $1 for you.
Gee, thanks very much.
I wonder who this telegram is from. It must be important if they send it here. Come in.
Pardon me, Mr. Benny. I forgot my bicycle.
You didn't forget it. I bought it.
Now go. Okay, but you're going to look silly on those three wheels.
This telegram's from Fred Allen. He says, "Dear Jack, have almost finished judging the I Can't Stand Jack Benny contest letters. We'll have the winners in time for your next Sunday's broadcast. Stop. I know I've said a lot of nasty things about you, but after reading all those letters, I realize that I'm the only friend you've got." Stop. It's amazing how so many people can call you such big things with such small words. Some of them hyphenated yet.
Say, Jack, you think Fred Allen will pick up one of his relatives as the winner of the contest?
Gee, I hope not. Although Allen's relatives sent in twice as many letters as anybody else.
Twice as many? How could they do that?
Mary, when you're swinging by your tail from a tree, you can write with both hands. And thanks for asking. Now, come on, Phil. Phil, let's have a band number. Phil? Phil?
Phil isn't here yet, Jack.
Good. Let's sneak the band number in before he gets here. Hey, you. You over there.
Me?
Yes, you. You lead the orchestra.
But I'm the janitor.
Just wave your broom. Those guys won't know the difference. Believe me. Now, go ahead, will you? Played by Phil Harris's orchestra and conducted by the janitor waving a broom, proving that Mr. Harris belongs to the wrong union. Say, janitor, how'd you ever learn how to lead a band?
I used to play with Phil Harris's orchestra.
You did? Well, what made you become a janitor?
I got ambition.
Oh, I should have known you were a musician. It's the first time I ever saw a broom with a mouthpiece. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our feature attraction.
Hiya, folks. Your future looks bright because Harris is here and our God knows the night. Oh, yeah. Our God knows the night.
Well, the prima donna finally arrived. Good afternoon, Maestro.
Hiya, Jackson. Sorry I'm late.
Sorry. Look, Phil, if you knew you were going to be late, why didn't you phone me?
Phone you? Are them things working?
Certainly. The government intervened. Now when you dial O, you get President Truman. And, Phil, from now on, get here on time and cut out those loud entrances. I want a little respect around here.
Respect? What's eating him, Lizzie?
Him has just been made honorary mayor of Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
I beg you to accept my humblest apologies, coupled with my heartiest felicitations, Your Worship.
Thank you, Phil, but you don't have to curtsy.
You know, Jackson, this is quite an occasion. This calls for a drink.
Never mind.
But, Jack, Phil's going out of his way to be nice.
Out of his way. Mary, all you have to do is say, today is Tuesday, and Phil says, oh, boy, what an occasion. This calls for a drink. Believe me, if I were the mayor of this town, I'd fix guys like Phil by putting on a curfew.
Hey, Jackson, say that word again.
Curfew.
Kazoo time. Oh, Harris, you've got your own teeth, but you're clicking all the time.
Phil, who writes your material?
Madman Munn.
I knew it couldn't be the smiling Irishman. Now, let's get on with
Hey, Jackson, how's the people of Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga feel about you being appointed their honorary mayor?
Well, I don't know, Phil, but Rochester's down there right now sort of feeling out the pulse of the citizens. In fact, he's conducting a poll. Now, let's forget about me and get on with the program, because tonight, in answer to many requests, we're going to continue with our radio version of William Perlberg's 20th Century Fox picture, State Fair.
Request?
Yes, our listener wants to know if my prize hog, Blue Boy, will win the blue ribbon at the fair. Now, Mary, you'll be Maw Peabody, my wife. Phil, you'll be Zeke, my neighbor. Larry, you'll be my son. And Don, once again, you'll be my...
Now, wait a minute, Jack. I don't want to play the part of a pig.
Well, why not?
It's not believable. I don't look anything like a pig.
Well, maybe... Don, take off your glasses a minute. There, that's better. And now we'll continue our play where we... I'll get it. Hello?
Oh, Mr. Bennett, this is Rochester.
Rochester, I'm glad you called. Did you talk to the people in Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga?
Uh-huh.
Well, what do they say about me being appointed honorary mayor?
Are you sitting down?
Yes, now tell me, what do they say about me being mayor?
Boss, you know those contest letters you've been getting that upset you so much?
Yes.
Well, they're made of the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder language.
Rochester, I can't believe it. What was the overall opinion in the three towns?
Well, Anaheim is blaming Azusa, Azusa is blaming Anaheim, and Kuka is blaming Manga.
Kuka's blaming Manga, but that's all one town.
All I know is half the people are dressed in blue, the other half in gray, and their battle song is Love in Bloom.
Oh, my goodness. Are they shooting?
No, they're just beating each other over the head with violins.
Beating each other with violins?
Anybody around here with a bass fiddle is a general.
Rochester, where are you phoning from?
I ain't phoning. I'm using my walkie-talkie.
Walkie-talkie?
I'm in motion, boss. In motion.
Rochester, if things are that bad in Cucamonga, what happened in Azusa?
I don't know, but I mentioned your name in Anaheim and two trees threw their oranges at me.
Oranges?
That was the naval artillery.
Up. You can tell me about it when you get home. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I hope Rochester gets here on time to go on request performance. I don't want to lose the commission. Now, Larry, before we start our play, Say Fair, put us in the mood by singing something from the picture.
Okay.
I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. I know what I like, and I like what I saw, and I said to myself, that's for me. Standing under stars, the day's adventures are true. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart, that's for you.
A lovely morning we remarked, and she was quick to agree. She wanted to walk, and you nodded your head.
Standing on the side, the day's adventures are true. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart, that's for you. Oh, my darling, that's for you.
Sung by Larry Stevens and the Farmhands. Now we pick up where we left off last week. On our way to the State Fair, Maw, Paw, Zeke, Sign, the pigs, and the mincemeat are all on the wagon. Let's go. Giddy up, Dobbin. Come on, Nellie. Giddy up.
Take it easy on them horses, Paw. As hard as it can.
Hey, Lemmy. Lemmy, no wonder your horses are having such a hard time pulling this wagon. Look at what your son is doing back there.
Where? Son, stop dragging your head.
Stop. Well, gee, Paul, Ma told me to do it.
Well, that's ridiculous. Dragging your head.
No, it ain't, Pa. When he drags his feet, he wears his shoes out.
Go right ahead, son. You need a haircut anyway. Say, Zeke. How do my pigs look back there?
Oh, they're all right, but I still say they ain't going to win no prizes.
Oh, they ain't, huh? Just look at them beautiful pigs. Hello, Esmeralda. And how do you feel, Blue Boy?
Oink, oink, oink.
Been looking at you, Pa.
Blue Boy, I'm over here. Put your glasses on, you silly pig. Yes, sir, those are two of the finest pigs in Kumquat County.
Maybe so, but... Maybe, but I still say, Lemmy, they ain't gonna win no prizes.
Well, we got a $5 bet on that, ain't we?
Yeah, we got a bet, but you ain't put up your $5 yet.
Oh. Well, here's the money.
Hey, Lem, you must have had this $5 bill a long time.
What do you mean?
It's got a picture of Lincoln lying on a bearskin rug.
I got that when the first came out. They knew he'd grow up to be president.
Hey, Pa, look up ahead. All those tents and banners there.
Yep, we're almost there. Giddy up, Jobber. Giddy up. Giddy up.
So I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling.
looks right in the ear.
It sure is, Pa.
All right, folks, sit right up and I'll get your wish for a dime. One dime. Wouldn't you shoot me down?
Okay, let's
wait
for the girly show.
All right, folks, I gather around here you are. Get your genuine solid gold 17 jewel Swiss watch move wrist watches for only 39 cents.
Hey, I'll buy one of them watches, mister.
How is an intelligent man? Here's your watch, mister.
Okay, here's your money.
I gather around, folks. Get your genuine solid gold.
Hey, wait a minute. This watch don't look very shiny. It don't look like gold.
You say the watch ain't shiny? You say it ain't gold? Tell you what I'm going to do. For only one thin dime, the tenth pound of a dollar, I'm going to sell you a bottle of marble. Marble, the only jewelry polish on the market that contains irium.
Well, okay, it's only a dime. Give me a bottle. Here's a quart.
And here's your bottle. Sit right up, ladies and gentlemen. Get your
time. Hey, hey, what about the change?
You Swiss movement wristwatches for
me. Hey, what about the change?
Get away from me, pump your bottom. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, these watches...
I ain't going away till I get the change.
You're just a big crook. You say you didn't get your change? You say I'm a crook? Tell you what I'm going to do.
You ain't going to do nothing.
Oh, come on, Lamb. Stop making such a doggone chamille of yourself.
Okay, okay, let's go over.
Hey, Paul.
Huh? Son, we're off the wagon. Stop dragging your hair.
Well, it is fault, Pa. I've got the wrong tongue laced in a shoe.
Oh, yeah. Doggone it. That happens every time he dresses himself. Now, what do you want, son?
I'm a-getting hungry.
Okay, you wait here with your ma and Zeke. I'll be back in a minute. Now, let's see. Where can I get something to eat? Ah, there's a hot dog stand.
Tickle-ingy, needle-ingy, must have done top. That's the way you like to mend a hole there, top.
Give me four frankfurters, please.
Frankfurt is coming up.
Not so fast, mister. Is the meat fresh?
Woo-hoo! Is the meat fresh? When it arrives, we don't even cook it. We just take off the jockey and lead it into our bones.
Now, wait a minute. You mean these Frankies are made out of horse meat?
Come here, Jack. Confidential, and don't breathe this on anybody. When you're going to the races and you see a horse running with blinders on his eyes, he don't know where he's going, but we do.
What?
Yes, yes. You know, in one race in Santa Anita yesterday, the bugle gave a bugle, the bell gave a ring, 8 horses started, and only 3 came back.
That's funny. What happened to the other 5?
Tickle in the middle and the mustard.
Wait a minute. I recognize you. Didn't I see you selling hot Frankies at the Rose Bowl game?
It's quite possible. You know, every New Year I'm spending in Pasadena.
So how'd you get way out of here?
Well, I was rooting for USC, and the Alabama team chased me.
Good thing those Alabama boys didn't catch you.
Didn't catch me? You think I always have the southern accent?
Better give him a hot Frankie. My folks are waiting for me.
Good, good. Here you are.
Let me taste one. These don't taste so good. They're too tough.
You say they don't taste good? You say they're too tough? Tell you what I'm going to do.
Never mind. I'll take them anyway. Here's your money.
Thank you. Here's the little and the mustard answer. That's the way you like them and the whole thing.
Dog.
Say, Pa, I'm going to take my mincemeat over to the judge's stand. See you later. Come on, son.
Hey, Zeke. Now that Ma's gone, let you and me go over to the girly show.
Well, now you're talking, Lemmy. Come on, let's go.
Joint. If you think Mildred Pierce did something, step on the inside and see what Beefy does.
Come on, Zeke. Let's go in.
Okay, Lem.
Hey, I wonder if the dancing girl this year is going to have a balloon or seven veils.
Not prepared for either one. I got a pin and seven matches.
Well, let's go in. Two tickets, please.
There you are. And remember, no climbing on the runway.
Come on, Zeke. Here's a couple of good seats right here, Deke.
Can't we get any closer?
We're on the stage now. Hey, Deke, here comes Fifi going into her dance. Look, Deke. She's only walking up and down the stage.
Yeah, but that kind of walking accentuates the positive.
She said it. Look out, she's winding up. Whoops. Look at her. She sure can do it. Look, she's dancing over this way again.
Hey, Lamb, pick up your hat.
You're in the high kicker. Here she comes again. Look out. Hey, Zeke.
What?
I bet Moore's a better cook than she is anyway. Yes, sirree. Hey, shall we wait for the next show, Zeke?
Love it, love it.
Why, one of you cute Peabody. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Now, you come right out of here.
Okay, Ma, let go of my ear. I'm a-coming.
Well, you boys are wasting your time in here. My mincemeat won first prize. And so did Blue Boy.
You see, Zeke, I told you we'd win.
And, Pa, do you know what the first prize is?
What?
A round-trip ticket to Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Independent tobacco experts, auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen present at the tobacco auctions can see with their own eyes who buys what tobacco. They can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And this fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
The famous tobacco auctioneers are on tonight's program, and Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina. I'm Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
F.49, American.
Basil Rysdale speaking for the makers of Lucky Strike. L.S.M.S.T. L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Many things may change with the years, but here's one thing you can depend on always. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, first, last, and always, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
This is NBC, the...